At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about three crow hunting strategies. Now, there's lots of different ways you can hunt crows, lots of different approaches, but most of them are going to fall under these three buckets. Just different variation of these three approaches. So, part of this is going to depend on your preference, but also part of it depends on the land that you have available to hunt, the situation there, the type of land, what's around you. That's going to impact or influence what your options are. So you'll see as we get through this. Number one is the fortress method. You're going to set up your own fort. You're going to have your own base camp, as it were, in terms of you're going to have a blind set up. You're going to put out a bunch of decoys in an area. You're going to set up either at the edge of a field or at the edge of a dip or in a little valley. And then you've got a field above you, maybe something you can hide in. But the idea here is you're surrounded by land, probably ag land, farm, something or other. And there are lots of crows. So you're going to go to one place and you're going to spend the morning or the whole day there. The whole hunt is going to be in one place. And you're going to spend some time getting everything ready, setting up your blind, something good that you can hide behind until you're ready to stand up and shoot. You're going to set up lots of decoys, not just one or two. You're going to have a field area in front of you. And the idea then is going to be to start calling, and crows are just going to come in waves throughout the day. You might call for a few minutes. You might have a wave come in, take some shots. You might pause for a few minutes. You might start calling again. And you're literally going to sit in one place because you're surrounded by hundreds, maybe thousands of crows. And even the ones that you shoot at, and if you miss, there's so many more around. They don't know what's going on. They just hear crow calling all over the place. They're calling over the place. As they move around for the day, they're just going to be all around you. And there's people who can literally take down hundreds of crows in a day using this approach if they're in the right kind of area. If, you know, you've got enough crows around you and you're surrounded by enough farms and farmland and so on, it's amazing what you can do with this approach. Now, most people, you might be in an area or a situation where you don't have that many crows around. You might set up and hunt like this just for a couple hours and call it a day, right? But you're going to set up, you've got a blind, you've got a lot of decoys, you've got a big open area, field action in front of you. And as they come in, often while they're even trying to land among the decoys, they're perfectly positioned for you to take a shot at them. So that's number one. That's the base camp method or the fort method. Number two is running and gunning. You are going to cover a lot of land. You're carrying very little with you. You've got your call. You've got your shotgun. You've got some shells. You've got some water, maybe a snack. And you are going to cover ground. And maybe every mile or so, you're going to stop, find a good area where you've got some open sky or you hear some crows, and you're going to set up. You're literally going to find a good place to sit or some cover to hide behind, and you're just going to start calling and see what comes in. You're not going to be in any one of those spots for more than 20 minutes. You're just going to sit there. You're going to do some calls. If something comes in, you're going to take them. If not, you just keep moving. and you're just going to be covering ground. The idea is basically to go to the point where you're so far that nothing that was where you were before would be able to hear you now. So you're covering distance so that the audio, wherever you call, that's a whole new batch of crows that's going to be hearing you. This is great if you've got a lot of land, public land, anywhere that you can cover some ground. And the nice thing about this approach especially is you can talk while you're going because you're covering so much ground. You're moving a lot. The sound is not so big of a deal. You want to stop talking as you're getting ready to set up, but you can really have some fun with this. And it's a very active kind of hunting. So that's running and gunning. All you need is a call and your gun. The next approach, number three, is a hybrid of the two. It is a strategic position approach. You decide in the morning or the day before, okay, here's three areas that are good areas that we want to go to. So you're going to go out there a little bit more intentionally. You're going to be quieter as you approach the areas. You're going to take a couple decoys with you. You're going to set some decoys up on the ground, on a tree branch. You got to keep in mind that crows usually send a scout or they have a watch crow. And that crow is going to perch on a tree somewhere and sort of overlook the scene to keep an eye out for all the other crows. So you want to get a bird. You want to basically put it on the highest limb you can reach, a decoy, the highest limb you can reach. And then you want to have another one or two or three, however many you can carry with you. If you got a couple guys, then that's great. You can carry a little more.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
And you're going to set them out there. You're going to set up strategically, so you've got a good field of view, and then you're going to call them in. And you might get a couple waves. If you've done your scouting right, if you know it's a good position, you might spend an hour or two in a spot. And then once the action slows down or stops, you pack up, and then you go to the next spot that you have picked out. Now, this, I think, is my favorite approach to doing it, just because of what I have available and the land that's around me. But very often, you find these places while you're running and gunning. Right, while you're trying to get to as many areas as you can in a day to call from as many places as you can. Some of them might be good, some of them might not be good, but wherever you're going, you're exploring, you're getting a feel for what's around, and you might decide, this is a great spot. I'm going to make a mental note here. I'm going to mark it on a map, or I've got an app, and I'm going to make a note of that on my app that this is a good area, and then that might become a strategic place that you come to in the future as part of that second strategy. Or that third strategy. So to recap, you've got the base camp approach. You've got where you're sitting holed up. And you're going to spend the whole hunt in one area. And you spend your time. And you prepare that area with decoys and a blind and everything else. And you can sit there and just shoot for a morning or however long you want to be there. Number two is running and gunning. You're covering a lot of ground. You're looking for new areas. You're exploring new areas. You're looking for where the crows are right now, and you're going to find them and call them. And number three is strategically setting up in positions. You're going to do a handful in a morning or a handful in a day, and they're areas you've already scouted, you've already been to, you already know where you want to set up and how you want to set up, and you've come prepared to do that. I really like that approach, but it depends on what's around you. It depends on what your ability level is. Some people love covering ground. I like to do that. I do. I really enjoy covering ground and just going and looking and exploring and calling and scouting for other things while I'm out. But if I'm really looking to get crows for where I'm at, I don't have a good spot to do the first strategy. If I did, I might just do that till I was content and then call it a day. But it all depends on your area. One of these will work pretty much wherever you are. or some variation of it. So I hope that information's helpful. I just wanted to get you guys that quick update. Make sure you head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Look at the show notes for this episode. Look at the previous episodes that we've done on crow hunting. Lots of good information there. Everything from gear to guns to approaches to what this sport's all about and why it's fun and interesting, if you couldn't tell already from this episode. So till next time, appreciate you guys. God bless, and go get them in the woods.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.